The White House Report.
There's going to be a question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Are you a U.S. citizen? White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Once again, I would argue that this has been practice of the United States government. The purpose is to determine individuals that are here. It also helps to comply with the Voting Rights Act. Without that information, it's hard to make those determinations. And that information needs to be gathered. And it has been part of the United States Census every time we've had a census since 1965, with the one exception of the 2010 census.
California's Attorney General Javier Becerra is suing the Trump administration on the behalf of California and what he deems is unfair. In the lawsuit, item number 6, it says the state of California in particular stands to lose if the citizenship question is included in the 2020 census. According to 2016 figures from the Bureau's American Community Survey, California has more foreign-born residents, over 10 million, and non-citizens, over 5 million, than any other state. And a recent study from the University of California Center for the Study of Immigration Integration found that California has the highest number of U.S.-born citizens who live with at least one undocumented family member. Undercounting the sizable number of California non-citizens and their citizen relatives will imperil the state's fair share of congressional seats and electoral college electors and will cost the state billions of dollars in federal funding over the next decade. That from the lawsuit by California Attorney General Javier Becerra. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.